The worst fears realized for 10 more families. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Search crews found more victims this morning in the Surfside, Florida condo tower rubble. Fox's Evan Brown monitoring live from Broward County.
Yeah, Dave, we're about to hear from officials in Surfside, but the word is another 10 victims have been recovered from the rubble of the Champlain Tower South. That would bring the count to 46. About 100 remain missing. Meanwhile, a more in-depth inspection is being performed on the sister property about a block away, aptly named Champlain North. The building is identical in design to that one that collapsed, built by the same developer at the same time, and probably using the same building materials, Dave.
And when Tropical Storm Elsa keeps moving up Florida's Gulf Coast, full of rain.
There are reports of flooded roads and trees down. Don't drive your vehicle into standing water.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the storm will move north into
Georgia and the Carolinas tomorrow afternoon, Thursday afternoon up here in North Carolina, and then even with time overnight, early Friday morning up into the New England.
Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center. Three police officers in Chicago are stable, recovering after being shot early this morning.
Officers were fired upon from the street towards the on-ramp while they were in their car.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown, no arrests yet. That city among many dealing with a spike in crime this year.
You ask President Biden, he maintains that he has no desire to defund the police. Instead, the president and administration officials say they actually want to, in turn, fund the police by taking COVID pandemic funds and reallocating them to different police departments across the country.
That's Fox's David Spunt. The president is headed to Illinois today to push a spending plan Republicans oppose as too big on health and child care, education and climate change. America's listening to Fox News.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? Do you have a VCR anymore? What about a film projector? With technology constantly changing, most families don't have a way to enjoy their recorded memories, trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos. That's why we created Legacy Box over a decade ago. Legacy Box is an affordable mailed-in kit to have your aging media digitized to DVD, thumb drive, or the cloud. Our trained technicians digitize everything by hand right here in the U.S. Imagine being able to easily relive weddings, graduations, baby's first steps, and more. Get started future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the whole family together and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering 40% off.
Visit legacybox.com/now to get an exclusive 40% off. Buy today to take advantage of this incredible offer and send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/now to save 40% off. legacybox.com/now.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years, and we're here to remind you that, yeah, we got tires for that. We also do alignment, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations, or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire, or make your appointment. Free pickup and drop-off for a hassle-free experience. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. And we are in the studio this morning with Russ Clark, as always. But we took away his microphone, so he just has to raise his hand. So, sorry, Russ. This morning, we are here to talk about the United Way, which is exciting. And so we have Karina Jones. Good morning. And we have Regina Toomey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we were just talking about I see United Way every day because we fortunately are right across the hall from each other. So I get in, you know, all the, I know what fundraisers are going on because people are dropping stuff off at our office. They're like, their door's locked. Can we drop this off here? Yep, absolutely. But, you know, that's a great, I mean, that's actually good. I mean, I would rather have them be able to drop them off at our office, too. Totally cool. No big deal, of course. I mean, you know, I mean, both organizations, we do it a little bit differently, both, but very serious about helping the community. And so, Karina, let's go ahead and talk about that, because we were, before we got on air, we were kind of talking about the United Way and what you do, especially here locally. Uh-oh, we have a mic issue. There's Karina.
All right, here we go. There we go. All right, so our whole mission is to give individuals tools that they need to break the cycle of poverty. So that looks different all the time. Sometimes it could be a coat. Sometimes it could be a backpack, you know, to meet that basic needs. Other times it's around health, and it could be vision screening, or giving a youth a pair of glasses. Or even sometimes, I mean, JA Biztown, I've kind of run through our entire programs, and sometimes it's financial education. It just looks different every day.
Okay, we're fighting over the microphone here right now. Okay, so, and I knew about the coats because they, of course, are, that's actually what I remembered. It was like people were dropping coats in our office, and I was new. I'm like, why are we getting coats in our office? And they're like, oh, the United Way is there.
Yeah, and that was such a, it was a new program.
Still having a mic problem.
That was a new program for us this year. It really just came out of a need after talking to one of the local schools on the North End, asking them what do they think that the kids need. And something they said was it was coats. Some kids come to school, and even though a lot of people would say, oh, Yuma doesn't get that cold, well, for me, it gets cold in the morning. So
it does. Well, it
can. It can
get cold. I've noticed that it gets, I wear a coat in the winter. I mean, maybe not a big, heavy winter coat, but I certainly wouldn't want to go outside, especially, you know, kids, if they're outside in the schoolyard waiting to get into school in the morning at, you know, 8 o'clock or whatever, it can be 40 degrees. You want them to have a coat.
Right.
So, but right now, speaking of school, I know that the big push is to do backpacks and school supplies.
Yes, so we are kicking off the drive for school supplies, and this year we have a goal of giving 5,000 backpacks away. So we're super excited about that.
That's awesome. And so how do you get the backpacks? How do you get them filled with school supplies? How do you get everything?
Yeah, so this year we're doing it the same as we did last year. COVID, like for everybody else, threw us through a loop. And instead of assembling the backpack so that there could be less touch, and just for the sake of not having many volunteers last year, we bought the backpacks pre-assembled. So that's what we're doing again this year. We found that it was much easier, and then we're just adding to it. So the backpacks come with all of the supplies that they need, and we'll be adding like a hand sanitizer. We're going to do earbuds, some of the essentials that they still require. And then anybody who wants to do an actual drive, we're gearing that more towards the teachers. So we know that the teachers are always buying supplies for their classroom as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was a teacher.
Well, my parents are both teachers as well, so I know exactly how that goes. Regina, too. Your mom was
a teacher and principal, and she would spend her own money all the time.
Mm-hmm. They always do. Yeah. And I remember because I was the president of the PTO for my son's schools, two of his schools I was, and I remember volunteering in his classroom, and, you know, like, and especially right now, things like Clorox wipes.
Right.
Right. Yep. I mean, we went through Clorox wipes even back then.
Yeah, Clorox wipes, we're asking for tissue boxes, the Expo markers. I mean, come halfway through the year, those things are dried out already. So anybody who wants to do a drive, we're asking them, instead of gearing it towards the backpacks, gearing it more towards the teacher so that we make sure that everybody is taken care of, from down to the student to the teacher as well.
And the drive for school supplies has been around for a really long time, and a lot of organizations, I worked at AEA for a long time, and they would do internal contests. So each department would get like a, you know, this one would have to do folders, this one would have to do markers, and they would have a huge contest. And so there are ways to make it fun if you don't want to just do a cash donation, but you want to actually donate materials. You can make it a little contest within your company or your department, or challenge another company. It's really grown into a popular fundraiser that people really look forward to giving to.
Yeah, for sure. And I love the idea of the pre-stuffed backpacks. I remember my son's school, they actually, at the end of each year, like over the summer, would send us an order form where we could actually purchase a pre-stuffed backpack with all of his school supplies for the next year through the school.
Nice.
Exactly. See? I'm watching your eyes light up. You're like, oh my gosh, you mean I don't have to go... like figure out which notebooks he's gonna get, or you know, and since he wasn't picky, he didn't care if he had like the cute little kitten on his folder, it was okay, you know. For certain I would not have been happy with that. I need to go pick out my own.
I have two daughters. I definitely want to pick out their own backpacks.
Exactly. Not only the backpacks, but I wanted the cute little pictures on my folders and on my notebooks, and you know,
he's
I had to have.
It was big back then.
But, you know, for a boy that didn't care, it was great because it saved me a ton of time, and it was super easy. And the school actually immediately still got it locally. They just got it all, the PTO, and the school did a lot of the stuff, putting it all together.
I don't think people realize how expensive school supplies are for a parent. For a low-income parent or a parent on a fixed income, especially if you have more than one child, I mean, it can be upwards of $60 just for that one child in kindergarten or first grade. So it really is helpful for the community. It really is helpful for the students. It makes them feel special when they have new stuff instead of a hand-me-down or something from Goodwill or something like that. So it's really important.
I agree. I think that's one of the things I actually look forward to as a kid. I mean, don't you remember?
Right.
You got to pick out all your school supplies that year. And, you know, it was like, and it didn't matter that my folders from last year still could be used. I didn't want last year's folders because the corners would be, you know, they'd turn white, you know, and have the frayed edges a little bit. And yeah, I still have paper in my notebooks, but I look forward to having that new. And it's such a little thing, but it's a big thing.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. And, you know, it's a confidence issue, too. And the biggest thing is, hey, we want to make sure that we remove as many obstacles as we can. And sometimes that is just a backpack and helping them be able to walk in and feel the same as all the other students, regardless of what may be going on at home. So we always get really happy when we go out and we vision screen schools. And this past year, even throughout COVID, towards the end of the year, we were able to go out and vision screen, and we saw a few even high school students walking around with our backpacks. Now, they're all different colors, but we know, I mean, there are backpacks, so we know when we see them, and it was so cool to be able to see a student come in, get vision screened, like a new student that came, and then they had our backpack on. It was awesome.
Right. And so, like, are they just playing? I mean, I'm just curious what they're like now.
So
I'm going to have to come across the hall and see.
I know, yeah, they're all different colors. There's some for boys, there's some for girls. This year we actually ordered some character ones as well for the younger students. We found that, I think we ordered 19-inch last year. It was a little bit big. I tried it on my daughter when we first got it, and it was like half her size. So I think went down to about 15 inches, and there's some character ones because we do give to a lot of the preschools in town, and then kinder and first graders really don't need this huge backpack, so we did lower the size for the younger ones.
Oh, that's perfect. And they love having the character ones. I mean, my son, that was one of the big things. He always wanted, you know, Pokemon or Spider-Man or, you know, I have no idea who all, but, you know, every Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I don't think are as popular anymore, but.
You know, I think I got my daughter's cat ones. There's Trolls.
Trolls.
Elsa. I don't know. There's so many out there, but we got a few of those as well. And they all look different because we didn't want it to be a stigma like, oh, you have a black backpack. That's the one that was donated.
Yeah.
So it's
exactly.
All different colors, and they're good quality backpacks as well.
Perfect. And with that, it's already time for our first break. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
If you ever get annoyed,
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
We're taking a break from the monsoon and the possibility of rain. Dry through Saturday and plenty of summer heat. 110 today, 109 tomorrow, 112 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Would it surprise you to learn that 2020 was the best year in the last five for retail sales? But not for everyone. those that continued to advertise had a great year, while those that took a wait-and-see approach or just stopped, they didn't do so well. Let YumaAdvertising.com help you. This is an age-old story. Those that advertise do better than those that don't. Learn how to capture your unfair share of the market at YumaAdvertising.com. We're here to help you grow your business and succeed. Visit us today at YumaAdvertising.com.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances. Brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. And we are here this morning talking with United Way. And we have Karina Jones. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Regina Toomey. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so we were talking about all the backpacks and, mm-hmm. and stuffing the backpacks. So if I want to donate materials, or a backpack, I mean, what is the best way for me to go about doing that?
So the best way, I mean, you can always come to the office and you can drop off supplies there if you'd like to donate some tangible supplies. If you want to donate just a backpack, you can go online. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook, at liveunitedyuma.org. You can Venmo us. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can really either give a backpack or you can donate supplies as well.
Venmo.
Venmo, at United Way Yuma. Venmo, yeah.
I just know a lot of people that would look at me and go, what?
Yeah,
Venmo?
Yeah.
What is Venmo?
No, we really try to make as many options available, the range. Hey, website, in person, you can mail a check.
Yeah.
I mean, so many different ways.
Well, and I promise if you drop off supplies, the address is 180 West 1st Street. I know exactly where it is. Clearly,
and Kim will take them if you're not there.
I was going to say, the old City Hall building, in case you don't know what that is. And absolutely, if for some reason the United Way's doors aren't open and ours are, feel free to drop them off. We'll make sure that they get across the hall.
We'll put a bin outside. There we go. That's what we'll do.
Whichever. Yeah. You know, yeah. I'm like, totally good. Absolutely. So, the teacher supplies, do you have an idea? I mean, I have an idea what our teachers needed. Do you know what they most need this year?
Yeah, so it's the Expo markers, the tissue boxes, the Clorox wipes, pencils, eraser tops. I think those were the five top ones that they asked for.
And did you ask the teachers, Karina? Did you reach out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we did a survey at the end of last year and then even throughout the summer where we put out a survey and asked, like, hey, what are the top requested supplies? And then even at the end of the survey, we also asked if, outside of backpacks, what's your second greatest need? And ironically, coats was up there. I think coats and socks were some of the two top ones that they said as well. But we surveyed the teachers, asked them what the program meant to them, and then just how much they spend every year on supplies and what other ways that we could help as well.
So we probably don't want to know how much they spend a year on supplies.
It was most of them spent over $450.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy.
It is. You know, it's one of the few jobs that I can think of that, if I go to work and I need pens, I mean,
right. Go to the
chamber
and get a pen.
Right. So I go
yeah.
to the coffee
right.
and get the pens because chamber,
exactly.
the chamber already went and got pens. If I need Clorox wipes, again, I mean, we just, the chamber buys Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Copy paper too. You know what? That was another one as well. That's always on my list of school supplies.
For the girls.
Yeah. They ask for white copy paper and then cardstock as well.
Right, because they actually are given, well, not only is it expensive, but I didn't realize this, but at least at the schools that I was affiliated with, they have a limit as to how much copy paper each teacher can use. So the school does provide the copy paper, but they have a limit as to how many copies they can make each month. And with class sizes getting bigger and you know, students, especially if students don't have, I mean, it's great if they can use Google Classroom or something at home, but not every student has equal access to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you need to make extra packets for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have, you know, like in my case, my son had a 504 plan. And so even though there were stuff that they had intended for him to complete during the day, he was allowed to bring his work home at night to work on it extra time. And so, of course, his packets were twice as big then because he was bringing stuff home due to his plan. You know, there's just things like that, you know, you don't think about until you're sitting in the classroom and they need that stuff,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
now my wheels are turning. I'm already trying to figure out the best way. But so I know, like, on the website at least, what is it?
LiveUnitedYuma.org.
LiveUnitedYuma.org, because I went on it this morning. I just Googled.
Oh, awesome.
it looks like there's sponsorships for, like, whole backpacks.
Yes.
But you are taking donations for other materials, too?
Yes, so we're doing both. So you can either give something tangible, even as an individual, if you just want to come and drop something off, or as a business. I mean, Regina mentioned all the different ways and the fun and creative ways that you can give back. I think that's what a lot of businesses are looking for as well. Like, how can I engage my employees to give something back? And I think that's where those tangible goods come in. There's something, I think, comforting to be able to go to the store or to be able to raise, you know, pencils or whatever the supply may be. Especially, I think, when you have younger ones, to be able to teach your children, like, hey, we're going to go and buy supplies, but it's going to be for somebody else versus giving $12.
Right.
But then there's also the option as well that if you want to give a whole backpack, it's $12 this year, which is a dollar less than last year, and $12 will support an entire backpack filled with all of those supplies.
Which is amazing to see. I mean, I'm like, I couldn't have bought my kids school supplies for
$12. No. The backpack alone is normally more than that.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And so is it because you buy in bulk? You buy a,
Yeah, we have 9 pallets, I think, coming. It's either July 12th or 13th. So we'll also need volunteers to help unload those, but 12 pallets of backpacks. But I mean, we buy 5,000, so that's the reason that we're able to get them at that cost.
Right.
Where are they? Are you still doing it at Yuma's Homes? Yeah,
so last year we had it closer to JCPenney. This time we were able to get a bigger suite because we had so many different supplies and so many backpacks coming in that we'll actually be at Las Palmillas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we'll be closer
okay.
to Mr. G, or Mr. G's. I'm hungry now. Mr. B's. I'm
nice.
Like, now I'm thinking rolled tacos. Not bicycles, but Mr. B's. Yeah, we're right next to the suite by Mr. B's, and it's large enough for if we do need to social distance, we can social distance. And we've got all the boxes. We had a few boxes left over last year, and then Target, they had a surplus of school supplies last year because, you know, people just weren't buying as many supplies
last year. Yeah.
Right. So we've actually got some volunteers coming in this morning helping us get them from our office to Las Palmillas, and then we're going to separate them. I mean, we've got so many folders, notebooks.
And that was from Target?
And that was from Target. Yeah, they're
that's
a great partner.
Awesome. And so are you looking for volunteers to help do all of this? I mean, it's a lot of work.
It is. We need volunteers, or we're asking for volunteers to help us unload the backpacks on the 12th and 13th. We're having another really big day on the 17th where we'll be sorting the backpacks as well. And then even after that, some volunteers to help us as the schools come and pick the backpacks up to help us load the backpacks in the school's trucks. Some people come in their vehicles. We don't just give them to schools. I mean, places like Amberley's Place, there's some of the reservations who come and pick them up. There, I mean, so many different organizations that also require backpacks that we give to as well.
And do schools put in a request? How do they get the backpacks?
So we have a list that we've gone, I mean, the program's been around for, over 20 years, and there is a general list that we go off of that we've given, and then anybody who would like to request some, you can either go on our website, or you can always email me. I mean, my email address is real long. Just go on the website, liveunitedyuma.org, and give a request. There's a lot of dots in my email, so just go on the website, contact us, and just say you'd like some backpacks.
Because I was going to say, what happens if we have somebody listening right now? And they're like, you know, maybe they, you know, lost their job or something happened, you know, recently, and they, I mean, because I wouldn't know where to begin. I mean, I have to say, like, if I lost my job and suddenly couldn't afford school supplies for my child, I wouldn't even know where to begin or that things like this were even available for help.
Yeah, I think the first thing is the school. So the schools do a really good job of identifying the students that need the backpack. So we give them to the schools in hope that, okay, when the child gets there, they're going to be able to give them to the child directly. But if for some reason, I mean, I have 2 kids. I get the hesitation of and the anxiety. Well, I don't have any backpack, and everybody's shopping for school supplies. So if somebody wants it beforehand, they can come, and we'll give them a backpack. I mean, even last year, I mean, actually, it was just a few months ago, we had a family that their house burnt down, and they had a few younger students in the home, so we gave them some backpacks, we gave them some coats, and just some miscellaneous things that we had in the office, and then really helped connect them with other agencies that could provide some more services, too.
Right, and I would also be hesitant, as funny as this sounds, if I needed that kind of help. Going to United Way is one thing. Going to my child's school where they know me can be extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah. The thing about the school is they do have the resources to connect students and to connect families. So it is, it is uncomfortable, but they know, right? Then they can help and say, okay, this student needed a backpack. Maybe we can refer them for other services or give them other resources. But I completely understand. It makes sense, Kim.
I know.
The school is definitely helpful.
Yeah. It's too bad that we're so ingrained to not ask for help. You're giving me, Russ is giving me looks. But I mean, I think we're it's ingrained in us. I mean,
right.
I think it's our parents, for good or for bad, it's a pride issue. We take our pride that we take care of our own. We take care of ourselves. And it becomes very difficult then to ask for help. What I can tell you, though, I'm sure the schools here are the same way, is even as the PTO president, when we were doing things like this, I didn't know which students were getting the material.
Right. Yeah.
They're
right.
very good at keeping the discreet. Confidentiality.
Mm-hmm.
They're very discreet about it. And exactly, and I know that they were able to come in early and get their stuff. So the kids showed up on their first day of school with a backpack, just like everybody else.
Right.
No, the schools do a really good job. And even people like the organization Operation School Bell.
Amazing.
Operation School Bell is absolutely amazing. The school identifies the child, and they get to go, and they pick out brand new outfits, and it's brand new pieces of clothing. You know, it's not hand-me-downs. They walk out with a hygiene kit, a book. They're also another great agency that we work with and refer people to as well. And so there's a lot of resources out there if people just ask and are willing to accept the help. And you know what? And what I kind of forget about, or maybe I would forget about in that situation, is that people want to help.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
especially in Yuma.
Mm-hmm. It makes me feel good when I know that I've done something, you know, whether it's donating a backpack or Toys for Tots, or I hate to say it, I am thinking about the joy and the
right.
things good for them, but it just makes me feel good to do it. So people want to help, and if you remember that people actually want to help, I think it makes it easier to ask for the help.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's what's special about Yuma, is anytime you put a need out there, I mean, so many people are more than willing to help, and they go above and beyond, which is why nonprofits like us can exist, because there's so many people out there who don't just care about United Way, but truly care about Yuma and want to see everybody do well. I mean, I say it all the time, like, I don't know if I would do this job if I lived in a bigger city. There's just something so special about Yuma and our community and people really rallying together for whatever the cause may be. I mean, you see it all the time. There's so many different needs out there, and everybody is always like, hey, yep, here you go. You need a raffle prize. I'll give it to you. You need this. You need that. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. We have such a giving community no matter the cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Crossroads need water bottles. They get a pallet of water bottles delivered. We need backpacks, you know. Fundraisers. People are really so generous, and they want to help, and maybe they don't know how to directly help, but they know that they can go to United Way and give them, you know, their funds, and United Way will distribute or help. So, yeah, it's definitely a giving community.
And it is, that's actually one of the things that drew me here. I mean, right from the beginning, it's funny. I mean, when I first got here, I'm like, wow, there's such a sense of community here that I was lacking in my previous location.
Sure.
You know, but I grew up in a small town which also had that sense of giving, and I feel like I was missing that. I think that's part of why Yuma feels so much like home to me, is because even though we have grown considerably and are no longer a small town, Yuma has not lost that sense of community.
Right, exactly.
Well, with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
When it rains, it pours, and when it pours through a leak or a pipe breaks, it means water damage to your home. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly to eliminate the possibility of mold infestation. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PHD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-damaged condition. Call 341-9111 or go to phdyuma.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And before we get back to talking about all the great things that United Way does, we do have a few announcements for the Chamber. We are having our first Good Morning Yuma tomorrow. Yay! I mean, everybody, yay. Unfortunately, if you haven't already registered, it is too late to register for tomorrow. I'm so sorry. But we're doing them monthly, and so we would love to have you. Our next one is August 12th, and that one is going to be at the Paradise Event Center. We are actually going to be moving Good Morning Yuma around. So, we love Pivot Point. I mean, nothing negative to say about Pivot Point. But we love all of our members, and we want to make sure that we're moving it around to of our member locations that are available to host Good Morning Yuma, as well as moving it around to make it more convenient for our other members to get to it. So, as I mentioned, it's going to be at Paradise on August 12th, and so really looking forward to that one. Registration will be opening soon, so if you missed out on this one, please, as soon as registration opens, register for that one. I'm also very excited. Our first in-person mixer since last November will be July 28th at the airport.
Yay.
We do have very limited space available there.
Gladys is listening.
Gladys, that's okay. Hi, Gladys. So excited to have it at the airport, but we do have limited space available, so you do have to pre-register for it. Registration is actually currently open on our website, yumachamber.org. We have a new website, so if you can't find it.
Yeah. Great.
So I love the new website. The old one was great, but I felt like it was busy, and I wanted something cleaner and less busy. But it does make things now with a new website. Where is it? I can't find the events.
Yeah.
So if you scroll down just a little bit on the homepage, after you look at the big, pretty pictures on the front, right below it, there's actually a button that says Events. And that takes you to our calendar of events, and you can actually find all of our events there. So,
shout out to Matt from MGM.
Shout out to Matt. Absolutely. Matt and his team did an amazing job. I think Matt's on vacation this week, so he's probably not even hearing us. I was going to say, because we were trying to get it live before he left.
Yeah.
I love the new website. Otherwise, if you can't find what you're looking for, odds are if you hover your mouse over about the Chamber up in the top menu, you're going to find everything, all the Chamber stuff. The other ones, the business directory is there also. If you hover over that, then you can find a local business if you're looking for it. And the one on the left about Yuma County is if you need to find a government agency, if you need anything like that. And that's also especially for people who are out of town and thinking about moving here. We have that resource available. A lot of it takes you to, we've kind of become the source of the source. So a lot of that will take you, if you're looking for things to do in Yuma County, we do have a short list, but then we have links to places like Visit Yuma and Caballeros de Yuma, you know, the places that do that. So, but for the most part, Chamber members are going to want that about the Chamber. That's also where they find their member login.
But if you're just looking for the events, it's actually still right on the homepage. There's a button for events. You just have to scroll down. It's no longer in the menu. But super excited about the new website. We do have a couple big events coming up. You know, I'm so excited to be back to events. I mean,
yes.
Regina's on my board, too.
Yeah.
So I think we're all like, oh, yay, finally. We are doing the Mega Mixer and Expo September 10th and 11th at the Civic Center. So we're ready for that. APS, of course, is one of our big title sponsors.
Yay.
Thank you, Regina and APS. Sorry, giving you a shout out there, but and also AEA Federal Credit Union is the co-title sponsor. So that is great. So inviting the community out September 11th in the morning. We'd love to have you come check out all of our member businesses. They'll have booths there and can find out all the great things that we have going in Yuma. After that, September 24th, we are doing a glow golf tournament, which I am really excited about. I did my first glow golf tournament with the city of Somerton this past spring. I had never done, I'd done golf tournaments, but never at night with glowing golf balls. It was a lot different, a lot fun. You truly do not have to know how to golf. I'm a terrible golfer. Anybody that knows me knows I'm like a handicap 50 or something. I'm really not a golfer. I leave that to my husband. But they actually move the tee boxes into the middle of the fairways so that
So
the holes are short. I mean, I think one of the holes is like 90 yards. So the holes are super short.
So it's fun. It's like more of a fun.
It's like an expanded mini golf almost. Because you do more than putting.
Okay.
But, you know, somebody that's a golfer, they're not going to have their driver out that evening.
They're going to
need, like, 9-iron, 8-iron.
Sure.
I think the longest hole is 150 yards.
I might still have my driver out for that one.
Well, yeah, you're right. Me too. Okay, I'll admit. I'll still have mine out for that one. But the problem is the glow balls, because they light up.
Do they stay lit?
Oh, yeah, they stay lit. You use a flashlight, and you put the flashlight on a little sensor on the ball, and it lights up.
Oh, cool.
And then you can actually put a flashlight on the sensor, and it goes dark again. So they're super fun. They come in all different colors, red, blue, yellow, green.
Nice. And what date is that again?
September 24th, Friday, September 24th.
Okay.
Super fun, super, like, the last one I did with the city of Somerton, somebody had their kids there. I mean, because like I said, you don't have to be an excellent golfer.
Yeah.
And in reality, even if you are an excellent golfer, those glow balls hit like rocks. The lights make them not fly quite the same.
Yeah.
So in reality, it's not important that you know how to golf. I mean, as long as you can take the club and hit the ball and move it forward, you're good.
Well,
so
hit and miss for that.
Well,
it depends on the day.
Yeah, well, it's all good. So I think that's going to be a super fun new event. We're going to have that down at the Cocopah Rio Colorado course down in Somerton.
Nice.
And then we're having a regular golf tournament where it does help if you know how to golf, but still not required, for the Driving Business in Yuma Golf Tournament on December 11th. So we're back open.
Yeah, it's great.
Back open, and we are already then planning also for our annual dinner at the end of January. Trying to get all our events set. But if you get your Get Chamber Happening, which is our weekly e-newsletter sent out every Tuesday, so you should have gotten it last night about 7:30. It's got everything in there, and we actually listed all of the events for the rest of the year in it.
Nice.
So everybody can get it on their calendars, know exactly when the Good Morning Yumas are, the mixers are, get it on your calendar. We'd love to see you. We're just so excited. I mean, I met all of our members via Zoom. I mean, so excited about that. But let's get back to United Way.
United Way has an event in
November 6th, the first weekend of November. We have our annual dinner and auction. Of course, just like everybody else, last year was canceled, but we are bringing it back, and it is such a fun event. Kind of our niche is that we do it in somebody's backyard. So we move backyards every single year. So this year, I'm not going to announce the location yet, but we do have a location, and it's going to be so much fun. We don't have a theme yet, but it's just a night where we can get together, have fun. We have a band. There's tons of great auction items, and it's just a really good time. Normally, we have a really nice dinner. I mean, it's so exciting.
It's a fun dinner, right? So normally, fundraising dinners are kind of like,
I know.
But this one's fun. We have games. We have music. We have dancing. There is really good dessert.
Yeah.
So it's fun. And I think it's probably one of the first in-person dinners of the year just because of the way that time worked out for everyone.
Yeah,
so
I think
mark
so.
Mark your calendars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good
first
one.
First Saturday in November, so those tickets will probably go on sale in a few weeks, but again, it'll be available on our website. We'll send out a bunch of different correspondence as well, but I am very, very much looking forward to it. I was really bummed last year because it's just a fun event. I mean, of course, the main goal is to fundraise, but we really like it to be an event where our donors can come together, they can mingle, and just have a lot of fun together.
I mean, the same thing with, I mean, Good Morning Yuma and stuff. That's, you know, I mean, although Good Morning Yuma is not really a fundraiser, it is a networking event.
Yeah.
But
right.
Same thing. I mean, it's just so nice for everybody to be able to get together again.
Right.
Like, yay. But somebody must have a much bigger backyard than I do if you move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds funny to say it's in a backyard because it's not like a small backyard.
Yeah,
it's like
a
beautiful, elaborate, you know, gorgeous backyard.
We have around 200 to 250 people. So it definitely is a very large backyard that it's hosted in. I mean, we've had it at Gowan's house. We've had it at the Pears house. We've had it at Clint Harrington's home.
Okay.
I mean, it's different people that have really rallied around us and allowed us to really overtake their backyard and their space. But it's so nice.
I love that. I've never been to an event like
it's
backyard. That just sounds really amazing to me.
Yeah, you'll have to come, and it's so much fun. And speaking of Matt, before that, I forgot NextGen on July 22nd, they're hosting a takeover that all the funds raised go towards the drive for school supplies. So we'll be at Lutz Casino. We'll be at Lutz, and you can eat there, you can have fun, you can give back towards the drive for school supplies, and then they'll also be having a drive and something going on at Wheezy. So this is the first time that it will be at two locations.
Oh, the same night?
The same night, yeah. So you can either be at Wheezy's if you're out in the foothills, or you can come into town at Lutz.
Okay, and that's July 22nd?
July 22nd.
I was because I know they've started promoting it on their Facebook.
They have. So they're really great supporters of the program, too. They have always come through for us, whether it was at the foundation and then when it moved to United Way, they've really helped us out.
Perfect. I'm like, okay, back to school. So July 22nd.
Yes.
And then I'm trying to think, what else do you have? I mean, vision screenings. We talked about vision screenings.
Yes, so come August, we'll also restart our vision screening program where we go into the schools and we vision screen the students. Up until 2 years ago, vision screening was not mandated in Arizona. And even though it is mandated now, it's not even for the entire student body. So it's just for new incoming students and then students who have like up that 504 plan. You know, it's for certain students only. So there's a 50-50 chance on whether your student, if they haven't been vision screened, I don't know how exactly the schools are doing it.
Right.
Like some of the schools that contact us, I mean, I know how they're doing it because we're vision screening for them. But, you know, being able to see the screen is so vital nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of students who just don't know. I mean, who just don't know that they have some type of vision disorder. One in four children have an undetected vision disorder. That's the nationwide statistic, and we found that that's true in Yuma County, too. Of all the students that we vision screen, one in four have absolutely no idea that they can't see.
Well, if that's the only thing they've ever seen, why would they know?
And their parents don't know.
Right.
I mean, because you can't tell. I mean, it's just, you know, suddenly your child is struggling in school, and the problem really is that they can't see the whiteboard.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the screen, as opposed to them really not being, you know, able to comprehend the material.
Exactly.
And, Karina, are you still doing the vouchers for glasses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we also do vouchers. So if there's a student that we find that needs a pair of glasses and the teacher identifies them as being either lower income or even we don't ask a lot of questions about that. If the teacher said, hey, there's a need with the student, we give them a voucher and they're able to go and they get the exam, a pair of lenses and frames absolutely free at no cost.
Where at Corona?
With these vouchers, they can go anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and then when we run out of vouchers, because we only have a certain amount every year, with Corona, Peak, they've amazing, amazing partners. We will completely sponsor the visit as well. So for $100, a child can go in and they can have the exact same thing, but United Way will absorb the cost. So they can go, they can get seen, get their glasses, and then they basically invoice United Way. And the student's able to walk out with new glasses.
That's amazing because, I mean, my son and I just bought new glasses.
They're so
and
they
are so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, they were probably twice as much as I paid for my last pair a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I need them, and I'm grateful that we can afford them.
Sure.
But I can't imagine for somebody, we have vision insurance too, which helps, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine not being able to, I mean, if my child needed glasses, what a horrific feeling that, you know,
if I couldn't afford them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And when you think of priorities, you know, if you're thinking about, like, whether I have to pay my utility bill or rent or mortgage versus, like, oh, my kid needs a pair of glasses, well, they can wait another week or two, and then it turns into a month, and then it turns into a year, and then just that cycle, and they start to get behind.
Well, because it always seems like when that happens, then something else happens. You get a flat tire, or you get, you know, something. It is always all at once, isn't it? And so with that, we have to take another break. We're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Hope lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources. Or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Place with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you put off doctor visits during the pandemic, now is a good time to call your pediatrician and get caught up. Children and teens need regular checkups with their doctor to make sure their development is on track, to talk about nutrition and behavior, and to get the vaccines they need to stay healthy. It's safe and your pediatrician wants to hear from you. For more on children's health during COVID-19, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Juneteenth should be celebrated as the day the Republican Party ended slavery by defeating the slavery policies of the Democrats. If it were up to the Democrats, slavery would be the law of the land. This is Dr. Bob Branch with the Power of Fives, and I say that we celebrate Juneteenth, but we celebrate it as the day the Republican Party ended slavery. Arizona, blue ain't your color, and it's time we make it red again. Go to thepowerofives.com to find out how.
Be sure to listen to the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
With Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and if you guys will give me 5 seconds, I just realized during my announcements, I have one more announcement. I do have to wish happy birthday to my biggest fan. It is my mom's birthday today.
Aww, happy birthday.
And I know she listens, so.
Happy birthday.
So we are back to all the great things that United Way does, and I mean, I guess I didn't even realize that United Way did the vision screenings. I mean, my son had a vision screening in school, but hadn't really given it a thought.
You know, that's what we're talking about off air is a lot of people recognize United Way, but they don't really realize a lot of the things that we do. And partially is because we've evolved. You know, we used to be such a heavy fundraising organization, raising funds on behalf of other organizations and then distributing them. But just because of the nature of the way that fundraising evolves, that wasn't as much of a need anymore. Everybody could do their own fundraiser on Facebook. Everybody's establishing their own foundations, which is great. But then we really decided we need to be able to provide some direct program service. So that was the whole point of doing the drive for school supplies and the vision screening. And then, of course, it all relates back to poverty, is being able to give people all these different tools that hopefully they could utilize to break the cycle.
And do you also help the local military families that come in? I mean,
we do give some backpacks to the base, and then if they call us and they ask us to come in and vision screen, whether it's their preschool or whoever it may be, then we do that as well.
I'll say, because I know that, I mean, somebody who's newly enlisted, if they end wherever they end up, I mean, they don't make a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know, and it's hard for the spouse to work because, you know, they got to find a new job every time they get transferred somewhere, and
And, you know, having, you know, a military family, I've watched, you know, they work their way up just like anybody does. But in the beginning, it can be very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. And then the other thing that people don't realize is we're 100% local. I mean, I'll let Regina talk about that. Yeah. She sits on our board, but we're local.
I think one thing that sets United Way apart is that it is fully local and it's not just concentrated on one cause, right? So it is breaking the cycle of poverty, but lots of different ways, whether that be through backpacks for youth or coats or vision screening or, you know, whatever need there is. JA BizTown, which is financial literacy for the youth, and I've sat in on those interviews, and those young, you know, young kids just blow me away by their interview skills in second grade. And, you know, setting them up for success at such a young age by teaching them about how to balance a checkbook and teaching them about different career options, which is something new. And I don't think, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't have that. And it is so important. So United Way, one of the reasons why I wanted to be on the board was because it is local, because it is such a well-rounded organization. And my first year on the board, we had tours and visits to various nonprofits, Operation School Bell, YMCA,
Catholic
Community Services. And it really is, I encourage anyone who wants to get involved, whether it be with United Way or another organization, make a site visit and your life will be changed. It really is amazing to learn what all these organizations in town do.
And I guess I didn't think of that either, but the fact that it stays local, because, I mean, I knew what United Way was, clearly. Sure. I mean, you know, and you see the commercials for United Way, but that's national.
Right, and that's what people don't understand. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I knew that your office was right across the hall from mine, you know, and things like that, but hadn't really given a thought to the fact that, I mean, a lot of times if you donate to something that is a national organization, like United Way, the money goes nationally and then is redistributed back.
Right.
But ours stays here.
Yeah, absolutely. So ours stays here. We bank locally with First Bank Yuma. We have a local board, local staff, and we don't really get support from United Way Worldwide as far as fundraising goes. So not only are we raising funds here, but nothing goes out of Yuma County. So everything is 100% local. And I think that's also the misconception, is people think that we get a lot of support from United Way Worldwide, a lot of financial support. Mm-hmm. But we really don't. I mean, we are supported both with volunteers and the financial side of it by the local community. So that's why it's so important for us to be able to give back and have all of these different programs, because we're all about Yuma and nothing goes out of Yuma. Oh, and I mean, Yuma County. So we do support Sunlease and Somerton and Welton. I mean, the backpacks even go out to Dayton as well.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
That is.
It's such a small community.
Yes.
They need help.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, that's same thing. That we do the same thing. You know, everybody says Yuma Chamber of Commerce. So we're the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce.
Yuma County.
That's one of the hard things when you're county seat or you're in the city that has the same name as the county.
Yes.
Sure. People aren't really sure which is it, city or county, but same thing. United Way is the county.
Right, United Way of Yuma County. And we have Brisa, who's with the city of Somerton, who's been such a great asset and really helping us bring South County more, I guess, just help us be more inclusive. And then even with our vision screening program, we're in the entire Gadsden School District, so we definitely want to make sure that we're hitting South County.
Perfect. And with that, looking forward, are you doing a golf tournament again this year?
So we just had our last golf tournament in May. So we're trying to get back on the cycle of having a golf tournament in the April-May range.
Got it.
And then we're doing our dinner and auction in November, and then we'll have the coat drive again in December.
So okay, everything's shifting again.
It feels
back to normal.
Yeah.
And so the coat drive is going to be in December, you said?
Yes, it'll be in December. We'll start it mid-November, but anybody who wants to get involved, I mean, really all it is adopting a few schools and giving a brand new coat to every single student. It was so amazing last year. We set out the coats, even through COVID, we set it out in the parking lot. They came out class by class, and then they got to pick out their own jacket. And
was that at Carver?
It was at Carver, yeah. We did it. We started small. We did it at Carver this past year, and there was one little girl who came, and she had a jean jacket on, and she got this, I don't know, this little sweater, and I had her try it on, and it was, man, she asked me, she's like, can I keep this on, because that other jean jacket's my mom's. I was, you know, trying not to cry. I'm like, yes, of course, like, it's yours. You can keep it on. And it was just so cool to be able to see, man, like, little things like this really do make a difference for these students. And with that one, it is all, you can either, of course, give $13 to buy a brand new jacket, and we've worked with Salty Dog. Salty Dog Printing has been absolutely amazing. They order the coats for us, and you can either give it through that way, or you can go out and you can buy jackets from, you know, Walmart, Old Navy, wherever you want to go, and then you bring them in, and we can go distribute them to the students.
I like the fact that they get to pick them.
Oh, no. It's so cool.
It's like shopping.
Exactly. It really is. Yeah.
I mean, because with as many coats as are there, they still get the opportunity to choose their own coat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As much as we do. I mean, because if you think about it, we don't really get to choose either. It depends on the inventory of whatever store we go to.
Right.
So it's still based on inventory, but they still get to go shopping for their own coat.
Yeah, it's so nice because who knows when the last time is that these students got to go shopping, especially for something
brand new.
Prime example, that girl, that jean jacket was fine. There honestly was nothing wrong with it, but it wasn't her. Right.
Yeah.
It says something. It's hers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, things that we all take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
You know, and that's why, I mean, so, Karina, I'm guessing why you do this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think I'm called to serve the community. I have a heart to serve the community and just really help people. And that's what I love about United Way. And I have an amazing board who really allows us to do a variety of things that when a need arises, we can step in. We're a really small staff. There's only 3 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that our biggest strength is being able to rally the community together. We may not have all of the solutions. We may not be able to solve all of the problems ourselves, but we've always said and prided ourselves that, hey, we can't do it by ourselves, but we can get some people at the table that can get these things done. So the board is such a great support system, and they really come alongside the staff, and whatever program we have going on, whatever event we have going on, they really come through and they help us and pull the community together.
And we have a really diverse board.
Yeah.
So we have a principal, we have a pediatrician, we have, you know, someone who works in investments, we have someone who works for one of the municipalities. So we have a wide-ranging board, and they really jump to it when we need anything, whether it's volunteering at the golf tournament or getting fundraising or connecting and saying, hey, I know someone who can help us with that. And so I think that's important, too, is if you're going to serve on a board because you're passionate and because you really have a desire to help, not just check a box and say I'm on a board. And I don't think we have that. We have people who really want to help.
Yeah. Astrogina, I'm very much like, hey, if you're on this board, you have said you are committed. We're a small staff, so you are committed, which means you are volunteering at the golf tournament. You're helping us put together raffle prizes. You're helping set up. I mean, the board has been absolutely amazing.
Well, and, we just did that board governance class at the chamber.
Right.
So, you know, talking about fiduciary duties of the board, I mean, that actually is part of it, that you have to be involved and committed to it. But I think, you know, for me anyway, places like United Way would be easy for me, you know, I mean, it's just, how can you not love everything that they do?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, so are you looking for, when do you hold board elections? Are you looking for more people?
So we just started our fiscal year. I think we have 1, maybe 2 spots available right now. We don't necessarily have a hard start or stop of when we're accepting new applications.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be 1 or 2 spots that are available if somebody really has the heart to serve and wants to get involved.
Right. And, you know, it's a great way to give back.
Yeah.
It is a great way to give back. It is not necessarily what everybody thinks it is. And we are almost out of time. Do you have anything else you want to touch base on? We're doing the backpack drive. They can go on your website.
Yeah. I think it's just, visiting our website. All of our programs are on there. All of our events are on there. If you have Instagram and Facebook, that's also a really great asset. Be sure to follow us at United Way Yuma. We're always posting updates on there, and give us a follow or a like.
And like I said, if you want to drop off supplies, 180 West 1st Street, if United Way isn't available, the Chamber is.
Yeah,
and happy to take them and give them to them. And with that, we have to go. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.